Well, hello there, my audio friends. Slandy here. It's November... I don't even know what date it is. November 20th? Yes, November 20th. I should remember that date because it's the day I installed Windows 7 three times on my wife's computer and still couldn't get it to work. That's a long story. You see, I had originally installed Linux on my wife's computer and... Well, let's just say she didn't exactly enjoy the experience. So she's been asking me for the last few months if I could put her back on in a Windows environment. And finally today I said, you know what, I've got some report writing to do. So I slapped the laptop next to her computer. So I said, it's a couple of hours affair, right? Backing up, installing Windows 7, updating a few things, putting the drivers in, printers and that kind of stuff, putting all her files back. She didn't have that many, her pictures or some of her music. I said, how long could that take me? 2-3 hours max. So while I'm writing my reports, and this was early this morning, I would say around 9:30 or so, when all was said and done and I sat down to it. Well, I left for my mother's this afternoon at about 4:45. No, was it that late? No, 4:45 or so. I left for my mom's to come and help her out with a few things. And I had still not successfully installed Windows 7. Well, I shouldn't say that. Yes, I installed it, but not on her machine. I ended up having to give her a computer, a Dell Tower that I had lying around in my workshop that I was using sort of to do tests and transfer information from one hard drive to another. It was a decent machine, a dual, was it a Core 2 Duo, whatever the heck that means, an Intel machine. Not bad. It had 4 gigs of memory and a 500 gig hard drive. Not SSD or anything, just regular hard drive. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to give her that machine because anything I tried to do with her computer, which was a Lenovo desktop, which I bought, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. This thing didn't owe me anything. I think I paid $124 Canadian for it with a screen. So I think I paid, $80 and about $40 for the screen. Anyhow, it really didn't owe me anything, but I was hoping to at least be able to shoehorn Windows 7 in there until I could afford to get her maybe an i5 machine or something sometime in the spring. Anyhow, what kept happening is I installed Windows 7, did a few updates, and then when I would try to plug in the USB drive to go and recuperate her files, every time I tried to access any of the files, not viewing the directories or the folders, but actually clicking on any of the files, say to copy them, the screen or the video card would go to sleep. Not the computer. The computer was still whirring away and seemingly it was doing something, but I couldn't see anything. The screen went blank. But I said, okay, something must have happened with the install. So I put in the Windows 7 CD, did a whole reinstallation, same thing. I did it 3 times. Yes, I know I can be stubborn sometimes when it comes with computers. And third time, it was not the charm. It did the same thing. So now I'm left with a decision. What do I do? Now, where I work, my new job that I've had for about 3 months now, right next door, they sell refurbished computers. So there are computers that came off business leases and that kind of thing. They have laptops and desktops, and they have a nice HP i5 processor machine, 4 gigs of memory, and I think it's a 250 gig hard drive. And they're selling it for $199. So I looked it up and I said, okay, you know what, tomorrow I'll buy her that. But me being me, I said, you know what, I'm going to try one last thing. I brought the Lenovo down to my workshop and I opened it up and I sprayed it with air, compressed air, to clean it all out. Because sometimes if it's very dirty, it can cause short circuiting on the motherboard, and sometimes that can cause the problem. So I did all that, turned it back on, plugged everything back in, and not did the same thing. I even turned off the APC, the advanced power control, figuring, well, if there's no APC running, then the screen shouldn't go to sleep. Did the same thing. So either there's something wrong with the motherboard or there's something wrong with the USB controller on that machine, because it did it regardless of the USB that I plugged it in. And then I noticed it even did it if I tried to access a file on a CD-ROM or just a regular CD. So I wasn't going to tackle it anymore. I said, okay, fine. I'll deal with this machine at some other time. And then I said, okay, I have this Dell. I'll give her that temporarily, perhaps until next year when I can set her up with a better, faster machine. I mean, the machine I'm giving her is a faster machine. Hopefully it'll be stable. So now I'm driving back from my mother's, having finished all the stuff for her there. And I'm driving through a little bit of a snowstorm, the first one of the season, and I can tell you I'm really not happy about this. Obviously because my motorcycle riding season's over, but it's really been over for a while now. I haven't even taken it to work because it gets too dark in the evenings, and I've had a couple of run-ins in the evenings on the highway, and I said, you know, it's not worth it. Yes, I would love to ride, but nah. You know, I said, maybe I'll ride on the weekends if it's still nice every now and then. Obviously, this past weekend would have been glorious. Yesterday, I think we reached a high of about 10. But unfortunately, it wasn't in the cards. I had some things to do. I had the winter tires to put on my wife's car because we have a winter tire law here in Quebec where you have to have winter tires from December 15th to March 15th. And although I still had a few weeks to go, the temperatures were going to get colder, and I knew we were expecting some snow. It's not staying on the ground, from what I can tell. It's been snowing now for about 2 or 3 hours, but the snow has not stayed on the ground. I see the grass, the lawns are white, but the road itself is just wet. Not even slippery. If I kind of throw the steering wheel around a little bit, I don't feel the truck sliding at all. Yes, I did say truck. I'll do another podcast, another audio booth thing sometime, maybe this week, and tell you a little bit about that whole story. I guess apologize. Wow, I'm tired. Apologies are in order. I never did continue with October, and as we're nearing the end of November, never mind October, it is now a long distant memory, unfortunately. I was all gung-ho to do it at the very beginning of October and even at the end of September. I really wanted to do it again with the urging of Paul and the other people, and the other wonderful people on Audio Boo. But alas, just wasn't in the cards this year. So I don't know, I may decide to head on over to Octaver.net, which is our new home for Octaver, and perhaps look at the subjects and maybe pull a few sometime in the doldrums of winter and do a few treble steps with the subjects that were intended for Octaver. We'll see how that goes. For now, I want to thank you for listening to my horror story there on Windows, and I'll update you maybe midweek and let you know how things went. As always, thanks for listening. Hope you're all doing well, and I hope you're all getting prepared for the holiday seasons. A little bit early maybe, but hey, it's only next month, so that's it. We got a month and a week or so left in 2016. A year that personally, I'd like to forget.